talk. It's been almost like a year, so there's some updates. There's some new carbon plate shoes, and we've brought back on James Wild of Good Athletics. He's one of our favorite guests, so and he's the last one of us that's still in run specialty, so he'll have some good insight there. And, yeah, let's get into it. First, I want to just go over what everyone's training in right now. So go ahead and go first, James.
All right. So first off, thanks for having me again. I'm glad to be back. Right now, I'd say I'm primarily training in like the 1080. I also just got a pair of the Endorphin Speeds, and I took those out for a little fartlek, and those feel really nice. So I'm really excited to dive into those a little more. But that's kind of like the primary two right now, I would say. What about you guys?
So I'm daily training in Atreus. I kind of got them when I wasn't running, so they just sat in my closet for like 3 months. But then I started running in them, and I figured out that I could run in them every day. I used to run in Nike Freeze, so I wouldn't recommend that for like most people. But it's Ross's like tempo shoe, so obviously it's different for different people. But I wear it every day. Right now I'm not running over 12 miles for my long run, so I don't think I'll use it as a long run shoe. Once I get over like 12 or 13, I'll probably wear like some Beacons or some Freedoms or something like that. And then workouts, I wear the Speed Elite from Skechers if it's something longer, and then I wear the RF Pros from Reebok if it's like mile repeats or shorter.
Can I ask how many miles do you think you're going to get out of a pair of Atreus?
So I already put 400 and they were fine. I made a YouTube video about it. If people want to check it out, it's a SpeedyG coaching or racing, I can't remember, YouTube channel. Yeah, they're super interesting. I won't go too far into it because you can just watch the video. It's only like 2 minutes, but just really quick. The tread wears out fast, just like Beacons, but they're not worn out. Like, don't let that scare you. They still have all of their structure and integrity. And honestly, mine that had over 400 miles, I put a brand new pair on and ran a long run, and they felt exactly the same. I don't want to like oversell it. I'm really light on my feet, but that was just me. So I think even people that are heavy on their feet could get 300 miles.
Nice.
Yeah. How about you, Russ?
For trainers, I'm just running in Saucony Ride and the Freedom mainly for like easy runs. And then, as you said, Atreus for tempos. And I kind of have the same feeling when it comes to Atreus, like durability-wise. I'm not sure how many miles I put on them, a couple hundred, but so far they've been pretty good and they hold up pretty well. So, yeah.
Do they feel the same to you? Because to me, they feel the same, like after 300 miles.
Yeah, they haven't really felt too different. Like, they still feel pretty responsive and pretty, like, firm and all that.
Yeah, that was one thing for me. I noticed that, like, I didn't start feeling the ground through them like I did through worn out Beacons, and like my legs didn't feel beat up after running like a 10-mile run in them, even though they had like 400 miles on them. So I've been really impressed. I don't know if that like hurts their business model because they're trying to say it's a 200-mile shoe, but I don't know what to say about that because it's definitely not a 200-mile shoe. So that's kind of everyone's daily trainers, workout shoes. Interesting about the Speed. That's pretty cool. I just got to try on the RC Elites at Fleet Feet Roseville, and they're more impressive than I thought they were, even though my wife has been racing in them and she loves them. I don't know why I forgot that she said she liked them better than the Vaporfly, but they felt exactly underfoot like the Skechers, but they felt faster. So the foam felt faster, I should say. The plate felt the same. But the foam definitely felt faster, so I was pretty impressed. But I didn't get a chance to try on any Sauconys because they didn't have any of the Endorphin lines in stock, so I have yet to try those.
I got to check out, I've seen the New Balance, I think the one you just mentioned. I haven't got to try it on, but it looks really nice too. Like, it definitely looks like it's going to be a contender up there with some of the other super shoes.
Yeah, I think I said RC Elite. I should have said Fuel Cell Elite. I think I have my shoes mixed up. But yeah, it's super fast. Obviously, it's not. I think the stack height's only 30, so it's not as much shoe. So that's just something that individual has to decide if they like the Bouncy Boys or if they want a little bit more feeling to the ground. One thing I will say is they have the best grip out of any carbon plate shoe. Like, they're the only ones that have traction, honestly. So if that matters to people, if they do, if they run wet marathons, like, it honestly makes a huge difference.
Have either of you guys tried out the ASICS Meta Racer by chance?
Nope.
No. I'm just curious. I haven't heard much about it. I've only seen ASICS athletes running in them. I don't know anybody personally who runs in them. So I was just curious if maybe you guys had tried it, had any insight into how it felt or anything.
From what everything I've read, it seems most comparable to the Hyperion Elite 1 that, like, only CJ liked. Mm-hmm. I think I would like it because I think, if you can't tell by now, I don't like Vaporflies and like, Audios Pros and stuff because it's too much shoe for me. But it seems like it's lower volume and really stiff. But even then, like, they're already making, like, more stacked prototypes for Sarah Hall and stuff, so I don't know if that shoe's going to stick around, just like the Hyperion Elite 1 was gone really fast.
Yeah, that's a shoe. The update, the Hyperion Elite 2, is pretty solid, it seems like. All the reviews are pretty solid. All the athletes really like it. I've personally heard, like, a lot of great things about it. Have you guys, like, tried it, heard anything?
Yeah. Like, for me, I haven't tried it. I know CJ did like the one better, but he's more of a low volume guy. But when he did his 50K on the track, I think he did wear the twos. Mm-hmm. To me, I think they draw pretty equally to the Endorphin Pros, just looking at the stats and the stack height and assuming that they both have, like, equally responsive foam. I think they're pretty comparable. It seems like the Endorphin Pros might last longer because they have a little bit more blown rubber on the bottom. But I think they're neck and neck in terms of performance, probably.
Now, Ross, I know you used to train a little bit in the Carbon X. Do you have any interest in the Carbon X 2 or anything or any other carbon plated shoes maybe that you're interested in?
Nah.
No. leaving the carbon boys behind?
No, not entirely. I've heard pretty decently positive things about Carbon X 2, from what little I've heard, I guess. I am a little bit curious of some other carbon plated shoes just from other brands. It's not something I'm too well knowledgeable about, though.
But you're thinking about running CIM, right? Didn't you say that you'll probably wear the Skechers or the New Balance?
Probably, yeah. It would probably come down to those two, and maybe Endorphins as well.
Nice. No, not going to give the Adidas a shot, or not even the Alpha Flies?
I have tried out the Adidas, just doing a couple strides in them, and they're not too bad. They seem pretty comparable to, like, the Next Percent. And Alpha Flies are pretty cool also. I might lean a little bit more towards something a little bit lower volume because it kind of seems like something that I would prefer a little bit more, but not completely ruling anything out. I think I'd be pretty open to just about anything.
So just about anything. How about the On Cloud Flash or one of the On plated shoes? Would you run a marathon in those?
You know, well, crazier things have happened.
Jake Riley's going to, so. I think the Atreus look pretty good, to be honest. $100, it's kind of insane. If they're any good at all, that's like, they just destroyed the competition with the price.
Yeah, that's going to be a really interesting shoe. Definitely one that I want to get my hands on and, like, try out. Because, like you said, for $100, like, that just completely would change, like, the plated shoe game, I think. I think it would maybe inspire other brands to get their prices down. But yeah, I'm interested in that too, because I think I had a pair of Atreus. I liked them, a little bit too minimal for me, but I liked them. I think it'd be interesting to try out the plated shoe for sure.
Yeah, I think it's like 6 ounces at like a men's size 10. Oh,
that's crazy.
David's size. But so that they have a new foam. It's not Piva, but they are saying that they could have used PIBA and they didn't, and that the one they chose is equivalent. What, like, we'll see. I think New Balance's fuel cell that they have in their fuel cell Elite and their 5280 is equivalent to Nike's PIBA foam from everything I felt from trying them both. So Atreyu could have something that's similar. So we'll see. But they're putting that foam into their base model version 2. So their base model that you said was too minimal is going to lose like an ounce and a half and be even more minimal, which is crazy to me. I think like if you can cut your daily trainer down to 5.3 ounces at a men's 10.5, you can probably afford to put like a tiny bit of blown rubber on the bottom and make it a 500-mile shoe, you know?
They better do it.
I already DM'd them about it and they're just like, yeah, like, we don't know what we're doing in the future. Like, everything's still up in the air. And I told them to put a plate into that shoe. And they were like, that's definitely a possibility. I was like, if you call it a 5K flat, like, people will buy it. But I would wear it for a marathon. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think 1,000 people ordered their 4% competitor, the Artist. So that's really good numbers there. I mean, they made 100K off of that, not counting whatever it cost them to make it. So hopefully they keep doing really well and they make more shoes and not just have two, because I like everything they've put out so far. Mm-hmm. What's the another shoe? Oh, so yeah, the Adidas. DK has the Adios Pro. So me and Ross have both done strides in them. Have you tried them on or anything, James?
I haven't even had a hands-on with them. I've missed them. Every time they've dropped, I've tried to get them. I've set aside $200 for them, just haven't gotten them. So
they're crazy aggressive, dude. Like, the propulsion in them is insane, to the point where, like, I told DK he's gonna have to do some long run workouts in them and make sure like his calves don't blow up for a marathon. Because I haven't tried Alpha Flies, to be fair, but I've obviously ran in Vapor Flies. I've ran in Skecher Speed Elites, and I tried the New Balance Fuel Cell Elite yesterday, and the Adios Pro is the most propulsion out of all of them. It's insane.
So when you say that, do you think that might have to do with those rods that are in there as opposed to the full plate?
Yeah, and that's why I think like he needs to be careful and do like a 20-mile like long run workout and make sure it's okay, because they like, I mean, I don't want to call it a spring, but, like, they force you to, like, propel, basically. It's insane. But they're still soft. They seem thick, but they're soft underfoot, and it's 40 millimeters a stack. So I think, I mean, I don't know. I haven't tried the Alpha Fly, but I think it's bare minimum a competitor, and it might even be better, especially with those half marathon results that we just saw go down.
Definitely. So I have a pair of Alpha Flies, and we sell them at the shop, and I always tell people it feels like you're standing almost on a diving board almost. That's how like responsive they are, just standing in them. And like you said, very similarly to the Adios, it's like very soft too. It's really interesting. So yeah,
sounds
that's just
like
kind of
sounds like they're direct competitors then.
It definitely seems that way too. I mean, and Adidas has definitely made a splash, I would say, in like the super shoe kind of game. And I think, I don't know if you guys have seen any of the prototype pictures that have been like coming out lately, but it looks like they're definitely here to stay for a long time, and they're going to be making some pretty exciting stuff. Definitely, like I said, a shoe I want to get my hands on.
Yeah, well, like Blake pointed out, like the original Adios, Blake pointed out to me a couple weeks ago, held the world record for the marathon for like decades until it was broken by the Alpha Fly, or by the Vapor Fly, I should say. So, I mean, you knew they were going to come with something.
Have you ever ran in that shoe, the Adios?
No, I like every time I've ever worn Adidas, it like I get injured. So not like majorly, just like my foot starts hurting and I stop wearing them. Like their torsion system and like just the offset is very different than what I normally run in, and I just literally can't wear Adidas. I don't know.
Ross?
Yeah.
I mean, you're wearing that Sac State, right?
Yeah, I wore a decent amount of Adidas there, and they're pretty solid. It seems like Adidas has kind of been lagging a little bit behind a lot of the other brands, just kind of being not super innovative for a long time. So I think this the new shoes that they've come out with recently have actually been kind of a breakthrough, and they're finally catching up to everyone. So that's pretty good. So yeah, they might make a comeback.
I mean, I think they took the longest to make a Vaporfly competitor, and they did the best. So, you know, they know what they're doing. I think they have the second fastest shoe, if not right next to the Alpha Fly, assuming that you want that much cushion. I think they made the second fastest shoe easily, and it might be just as fast. So that's good.
Do you think moving forward, Adidas has to, like, forget about Boost and just go with, like, more standard foams like you see in, like, the, I think it's the RC Elite or the – not the RC Elite, that's the New Balance. Like, the SL20, like, the Light Strike foam and stuff, that seems like it's really been really popular. So do you think maybe moving forward, if they, like, they leave kind of Boost behind and they go to a more – kind of more foams like that, more traditional stuff?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think – I mean, Boost is kind of like gel, where it's like it was really good when it first came out, but they just never – there's not so much you can do with it, and so it just started falling behind. And so I think the sooner they ditch it, the better. And I think the same thing goes with, like, A6 with gel and even Brooks with DNA. Once they move away from it, it'll be good for those brands.
Yeah, I agree. I think Saucony finessed Boost and made it better, and they still waited that long to, like, come up with something better.
Yeah.
So I personally never liked it, and it wasn't just the injury thing. To me, it was too heavy. I was at Southern Oregon when it came out in 2013, and I remember the team was, like, crazy hyped about it and, like, playing all these YouTube videos, and they all ordered it and thought it was going to last, like, 700 miles or something. And I just kept running in Nike Freeze. So, like, I don't know. I think I got too minimal by the time all that stuff started coming out, but to answer your question, yeah, I think they're going to do a lot better. And, yeah, to Ross's point, even ASICS is, like, making the Keanu Light, the Nimbus Light. Like, they're getting away from gel as well, or at least giving alternative options. So I think everyone's kind of learning. I tried the Hyperion Tempo from Brooks yesterday, which, I mean, they basically knocked off Fuel Cell because it says it's nitrogen-infused foam or something, and that's what Fuel Cell is. But it felt great, so I think that's probably their best. It's supposed to be a workout shoe, but I'd call it, like, a daily trainer for me. And I think it's their best shoe that I've put on my foot in, like, 4 years. So I think all the brands are figuring it out, just at different times, obviously, except Mizuno. They're literally, like, I don't know what they're doing.
They'll make a comeback. I believe in them.
I have no faith whatsoever.
Do you have any insight, James, on Reebok? Because, like, they're not on Running Warehouse anymore. It's like, are they leaving as soon as they arrived? Like, or what's going on? Like, I know they made a Run Fast Pro 2 and a Run Fast 2. I have the Run Fast 2, actually. And they had a solid daily trainer. Are they still around, or do you know anything about that?
You know, I don't. I personally don't know of any Run specialty stores that, like, carry them now. I know that, like, some brought them in and then, like, kind of phased them out. A lot of those bigger brands, like Adidas, Nike, and Reebok is owned by Adidas, I believe, are, like, primarily switching a lot of their sales to, like, online. So it wouldn't surprise me if they're just kind of going to primarily, like, online through their online retailers or, like, big box stores like Dick's Sporting Goods and other places like that, you know?
Yeah. I just hope they don't, like, go away, because they made fantastic shoes in the past 2 years and no one really, like, bought into it. But, I mean, they have the best. I consider the 5280 a 5K flat, but I think probably, like, 99% of people would not wear that for a 5K. So I would go ahead and say that Reebok has the best 5K flat, like, out of any brand right now.
You're talking about the super light one with a really long name, Float Ride Run Fast Pro.
I call it RF Pro for short.
Yeah.
and I did mile repeats in them this morning. They have 106 miles on them, and I can post the wear pattern after this after we publish this podcast. There's like no wear on them. It's insane.
I have the original pair, and I loved them. My only like gripe with them was I stepped on a rock in the heel and it poked through, but that was more of a me thing than the shoe, you know. But yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you can only expect so much when they're under 3 ounces. Like, they're gonna get tore up if you step on shit. But
no, I'd say wearing a pair of socks.
Yeah, which I miss that, because when I was in junior college, like 2012 to 2014, every brand had a 3 ounce flat, and now literally no one does except Reebok. It's insane.
Yeah, it seems like the half marathon and the marathon craze kind of killed all the light flats out there.
Yeah,
because they just wanted cushion and carbon plates.
It's a damn shame.
It'll swing back. I mean, it's going to. I mean, we think about like when I first started running, they were throwing everybody in like a Brooks Beast with a green Superfeed insole, you know, and then it went to like the whole minimal phase like you guys are talking about, and now we're at like chunky shoe phase, and eventually it's going to change. I don't know where it's going to go to, like, I don't know, the kind of these, like, think about like how Hoka and like Brooks is like changing their shoes now to where you're going to sit inside of them a little bit more with the guide rails. Same thing with the Hokas. Like, I don't know, shoes are changing. They're always going to change, but we'll be back to minimal shoes eventually, I'm sure.
Yeah, I agree with that.
One shoe that we forgot to touch on with the carbon boyos is the Rocket X from Hoka, because pretty much none of their pros ended up wearing the Carbon X for marathons. They were wearing
F in the chat.
What's it called? The Carbon Rocket. The Carbon Rocket when he ran the OTQ. But the Rocket X came out shortly after, and shoot, what's that girl's name who won the trials from NEZ?
Alephine.
Yeah, she was wearing the Rocket X. I've tried it because I got to see Cole's prototypes, or they weren't even prototypes. He just had them before they were out. And I put the Rocket X on one foot and the Carbon X on the other foot to compare them, and it's a good update for sure. I think it's slower than the Hyperion, the Endorphin Pro, Nike and Adidas, obviously. I think it's slower than the Skechers, slower than the New Balance. But it's way better than what the Carbon X or Rocket X were. It has more cushion. I don't know what the foam is, because it doesn't say that they updated it, but it felt faster than any foam I've ever felt from Hoka, and the plate was better. And we were talking about price points. I think it's like 180. So in my opinion, you can get faster shoes for 180, like the Skechers Razor Elite, or probably the Atreyu as well. But if you don't trust Skechers or Atreyu, or you don't even know who Atreyu is, the Hoka Rocket X is actually a pretty good improvement, and you don't have to spend $200 to get it. So just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, I actually tried that guy on a couple days ago, and I thought it was, like you said, definitely a big improvement over the Carbon X. The foam isn't anything special. I think that's where Hoka has like kind of a ways to go. But the shoe definitely feels good, and I think it would like suit its purpose for like some people. I think it's a shoe that would eat up road miles. Like if you were just doing like marathon stuff, or like a marathon, you know, like it would just really just eat it up. And I don't think you'd be racked after either. I think it's a good balance of like firm but cushioned enough, so you don't feel it the next day. I don't know. I'm excited. I definitely want to get my own pair and put miles in them.
Is it 180 or 185?
It's 180.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think we covered all the carbon plates. For me, I'll just really quick ramble off on the New Balance 5280. They made that for the road mile. It's the fastest flat, hands down. Like, it's so much faster than the RF Pro. It's insane. But most people aren't going to wear it for longer than a road mile. I have already worn it for a 5K. I was not sore whatsoever. So use your own best judgment. Don't be stupid. I know someone that ran, I think, a 5K or a 10K in them, and like then went and complained to McKay that his calves were destroyed. And he's like, I told you not to wear it for a 5K or 10K. But if you're like me, if you wear during track season, you wear spikes from February to May and you're fine, you could run a 5K in it and you'll have the fastest shoe on your feet, hands down, in the field. So just wanted to throw that out there really quick. So James, do you have any like interesting updates with like daily trainers or anything from any of the brands, ending out 2020 and rounding into 2021?
The only things that I can think of off the top of my head are just, I already mentioned about, and we had talked about this a little bit prior about those Brooks shoes, and how, a lot of shoes are kind of making the effort. So Brooks is basically taking the adrenaline, and they're going to be calling the adrenaline like the Ghost ST or something like that, right, Christian?
I think it's GTS.
GTS, yeah, go-to shoe. And like adding guide rails to that, which is interesting because I think that's kind of the direction shoes are going to go. I think we're going to see the stability and like motion control category of shoes kind of start to fade away in the coming years, and shoes are going to kind of have these built-in guide rails, or they're just going to be little bits of built-in stability that you don't necessarily feel underfoot. Some things I'm excited for: the new Nike Vomero. I like cushion shoes, but the new Nike Vomero looks really nice. It looks like it's really soft, definitely a little bit better than the 14, which was really firm and just a complete departure from what the Vomero used to be. So that looks exciting. Other than that, nothing that I can really think of off the top of my head.
Okay, cool. Just real quick, because I haven't got a chance to try them. Have you tried the Beacon 3, and have you tried the new Ride? And what do you think of those foams, if you have?
I haven't, so I have no insight whatsoever on those.
I've tried to try them on like several times, and it wasn't in stock, so I don't know what the deal is with that. But with the 1080 being a huge hit with that Fresh Foam X, I'm assuming the Beacon 3 is probably pretty great as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of stuff is just delayed right now, just with everything that's going on in the world, you know. Maybe they're not making as many shoes, just because of COVID and stuff, and like factories, and I don't know. That there's just definitely a slowdown. There's not a lot of shoes coming into places. A lot of stuff is sold out. Like, there's definitely like a slowdown in the shoe market right now, which is bizarre because everyone needs shoes because everyone's outside because there's not much else to do, you know?
Yeah, I think online running running stores are huge right now, and it's honestly probably helping Atreyu, so that's cool. I want to see those guys make it and pass the couple-year test, basically.
I think they will. Their platform is pretty solid. They have a really solid product. I think they're going to develop, like, a really good following, you know, people who are just, like, just really dedicated to like running in Atreyu's and like super hyped about it, you know? So I think they're going to last pretty long. I think they're going to gain popularity pretty quick.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that pretty much wraps it up. I just want to drop in my side hustle really quick and remind the listeners that we are partnered with Aloha Hemp CBD. It's not just a partnership. It's my family company, my sister-in-law and her brother live on the Big Island Hilo, and that's where they grow all their hemp. They extract it themselves, and then it gets third-party tested. If you use coupon code SpeedyGPodcast, you'll get 10% off. You can find it at alohahemp.com/SpeedyGRacing. And, yeah, just use that coupon code if you want to try some stuff out. James, thanks for coming on. It's always great to have you. I appreciate all your insight. You're the last one of us that's in Run Specialty, but we're all shoe nerds for the rest of our lives, so always good to chat, and looking forward to seeing you this winter.
Thanks for having me, and yeah, I'll see you here in like a week or so.
All right, sounds good, dude.